Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. Hello, I'm Dan Kershaw. I'm a program manager working on Microsoft Graph. And in this video, I'm going to tell you about Microsoft Graph extensions and how you can use those to add custom data to Microsoft Graph. So firstly, I'm going to give you a little overview of Microsoft Graph, and then I'm going to go into how we're going to extend Microsoft Graph using a couple of demos. So, what is Microsoft Graph? It's an API that lets your app work with Microsoft Cloud services such as Outlook, SharePoint, OneDrive, and it's used by hundreds of millions of active users. And because it's a graph, you can explore relationships between different resources in Microsoft Graph. So, for example, I could start at a file in OneDrive, and I could navigate over through a relationship to directory services and find out the user profile information of the last user who modified that file. And because we have a large number of folks using these Microsoft Cloud services, we can also run machine learning over that data and provide some really valuable insights into how users are using those services. So, for example, I can look at all the people that I communicate with on a regular basis, whether that's through email or through Skype or through meetings that I have with those people through the new People API. And this API for developers building apps can cover scenarios where the user is either a work or school or a consumer user, all through that same single API. So we're constantly adding rich data and insights to Microsoft Graph. We're adding new data sets all the time based on adding new Microsoft Cloud services behind Microsoft Graph. But now, on top of that, we're offering developers an opportunity to actually extend Microsoft Graph with their own custom application data by adding new properties to existing resources within the graph. So let's take a look at what that looks like. So here you can see my user profile with some of the key standard properties that Microsoft Graph exposes on a user. And maybe I want to go ahead and extend that profile or some other resources within Microsoft Graph. So let's imagine that I want to keep my app really lightweight, and I just want to store data within Microsoft Graph. I can do that by using an open extension, for example, and I can store data on the user profile, or I can extend, in this case, messages to talk about a customer referral. Alternatively, maybe I already have my own application user profile store with my own application-specific data in it, and I need to link that to a user in Microsoft Graph. So in this case, I can create an extension property that represents a key, a join key to my app profile. And additionally, maybe I want to be able to share my application my application's extension properties with other application developers and my partners. And I can do this through schema extensions, which offers a mechanism to make my application properties, extension properties, discoverable and shareable. So we have these two mechanisms. One is open extensions, the other is schema extensions. I'm going to cover open extensions first. Open extensions provides a very simple, easy way for you to put unschematized data onto an existing resource instance. So let's take a look at that first. So for this, imagine that I have an application and I want users to be able to sign into that application and get the same UI experience no matter which device they sign into. This is a pretty common scenario, and so how could I use Microsoft Graph to really help me achieve that scenario? So let's switch to a demo here. So here I have Microsoft Graph Explorer. And in Microsoft Graph Explorer, it's a tool that allows you to make REST API requests to Microsoft Graph really easily. So I recommend folks use that. We'll be making an update to this pretty soon, so it will become even more powerful. So in here, the first thing I'm going to do is make a request to get my own profile data and some particular properties on that profile. So in here, you can see in the response, I've got my display name, mail, and mobile phone number. And I'm signed in at the moment as Sarah Davis. So now let's imagine that Sarah is going to go and update her roaming profile. So she wants to set a roaming profile according to a theme and a color and a particular language that she's comfortable with. And in order to do that through Microsoft Graph, we do a post to the extensions navigation on me or the user's resource. So let's go ahead and do that. And that's it. The data has been stored on the user profile. And now imagine that Sarah is signing into another device. And after signing in, the application on the device makes this particular request where it's not only getting the user profile data that we got before, but is also including this expand operation to get the extensions that we'd previously stored. And so now I get back the profile information together with the extension data. Now this allows the app to customize its experience based on this. I mean, like, how easy was that? Okay, so next we're going to switch to a second demo. This time I'm going to demo schema extensions. Schema extensions provides a much more versatile mechanism for registering a schema definition that can be shared or made discoverable with other app developers. It also allows for the properties in the schema extension to be strongly typed. And you can also filter the schema extension values. So let's see this in action. So in this case, let's imagine I'm an application developer working within a learning management software company. And I build applications and deliver courseware for enterprise users. And Office Groups appears to be a fantastic collaboration has a great collaboration experience, and it's a fantastic way for me to deliver my course content and exercises to individual users who take that training. But I want to customize that group's experience to be more of a course than a group. So I want to be able to extend a course to be identifiable as one of the courses that my company offers. And furthermore, I want my partners and other application developers to be able to build on top of those courses that I deliver and be able to have access to those properties as well. So how can I make that happen? So in this case, I'm going to demonstrate this particular scenario through Postman. And again, very similar to Graph Explorer, it allows me to make requests to the to Microsoft Graph API. So here we can see a request going to Microsoft Graph API. In this case, we have a resource called Schema Extensions. And here I'm going to post to Schema Extensions. And in the body, I'm actually going to define the schema that I want. In this case, the things to pay attention to are I'm extending the group resource with this data, and I'm adding three new properties, a course ID, name, and type. And you can see that these are actually typed when I define these properties. Additionally, you'll see that I have a name for this extension. It's first of all namespaced by a domain under my developer organization, and then a name for the extension. Okay, so let's go ahead and create that schema extension. And let's see. And here we go. So I've created that new schema extension. So now I can actually go and list the available schema extensions. So if I scroll down here, At the bottom, I should see the new schema extension that I created. And there it is. So what you'll notice is there are other schema extensions here. So really, when I do a get on schema extensions, it's like I'm viewing a marketplace of schema extensions that's available to me in my application that I can use in my apps. So I see my own extension here, but I see other extensions that other folks have shared with me. So it gives you a really good discoverability avenue here. Okay, so now I've created my schema extension. I'll want to use that schema definition when I go ahead and create a group. So I'm going to create a brand new group. Let's go up here and look at the body. So here again, I'm doing a post to groups to create a brand new group. Most of the information in the body, in the request body, is standard for creating a brand new group. I'm going to give it a display name and a description. It's going to be an office group, which is defined by this unified property. And I'm going to give it a unique nickname, which has today's date in it. And you'll notice that I'm now also defining some extra extension data based on that schema definition I just created. So let's go ahead and create that. Okay, so there we go. So I've created the group. So now that I've created the group with this extra data, maybe I want to be able to find all groups that have that particular course ID of 123. So how can I do that? So here I've got a query that allows me to query across all groups and search for or filter on the extension name that I have and one of the properties in that extension, the course ID, and check whether it's equal to 123, and then select various properties within that, including the extension. Okay, so there we go. I have a couple of courses that have come up, and one of those is the new course that the new group that I just created. But basically, you can see that it's found the course ID with the right ID. And so this allows another app developer to go and find those my sets of courses with a particular type and be able to build on top of those. So this is an extremely powerful mechanism for extending Microsoft Graph. Okay, so what we've seen now in this video are two different extension mechanisms, one around open extensions and one around schema extensions. Both of these are available on directory and Outlook resources, so this would be users, groups, devices, as well as events and messages. But we're expanding the set of resources all the time, so I really encourage developers who are interested in this to go and look at our latest documentation to find out what are the latest resources that we support for Microsoft Graph extensions. And please, if you want to learn more, please go to our document site and find out more about extensibility. We have some other operations that are described within the extensibility docs. We have samples on GitHub. And as ever, we're always super interested to find out what you think of Microsoft Graph and Microsoft Graph extensions. So please feel free to get in touch with us on Twitter and tell us about your latest projects. We always love hearing from folks. And thank you very much for joining me today on this video. I hope you've learned something and enjoy.